just was enjoying the Spirit of the Lord tonight. There's just such a drawing power of the Holy Ghost that when it begins to manifest in a service, it you cannot help but feel compelled to reach out to those about you that God is drawing on your heart. You know, when you don't execute something, after a while, you'll get to the place where you don't even remember how to do something. And you'll go to some places, and the idea, Lord help me tonight, the idea of worshiping God is just a hand here and an amen there. And that's not worship to the Lord. There's something about that breaking down of self and being able to get into that presence of God that'll draw you and lead you to somebody. And there's something about getting into the Spirit of God that'll put a love of God in your heart that'll draw you out of where you are. It'll pull you out of the pew. Hallelujah. Some of us need to get pulled out of the pew here tonight. It'll pull you out of the pew and get you out of your seat and get you to where you need to be to obey God. We're worried on stepping on each other's toes and worried about, well, I don't want to get in your way. And then if you get in my way, then I might get mad at you or this or that. But hey, get in the presence of the Most High and He'll draw you where you need to be. He'll show you what you need to do. And it's never out of order and it's never in the way, but you'll be in perfect order as God would ordain it. And again, I think I always over-prepare, but we're just going to get right into the meat and potatoes of this. God had put on my heart different pieces in the prophetic words that you read in the Old Testament, how they were revealed through the actual actions that happened through Christ. And what I had prepared for tonight was His resurrection and ascension. But that's not where God's taking me right now. So we're just not going to go there right now. Tonight we're going to read in the first book of Corinthians in the 13th chapter. And you mind the Lord tonight, because I'm going to do this quickly and we're going to get back to where we were and keep obeying God. There's needs in here tonight and I don't want to tarry. When you preach for an hour and 15 minutes in the day, it'll wear you out. Are we there? 1 Corinthians 13. We're going to read in verse 1. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. When we read about what Christ done today, when we talked about all the things that we had know about the suffering of Christ, the one part that separates it from being just another suffering, just another death on the cross, is the love that He had for mankind. The love that He had for each and every one of us that sits from this corner all the way to that corner. The love that Christ had for all of us. There was enough love for all of us. There was not one skipped. There was not one missed. But each and every person, then by the tearing of the veil, have an opportunity to come into the Holy of Holies, to have that wonderful experience of the glory of God. Through and by that love, therein makes the separation and the difference of that. And yet so often, man, I've seen it. I know. I understand this. We'll try so hard and mean well. We fight so hard for our loved ones and mean well. We'll stand and fight and pray and long and do all that we can. But there's something about the love of God in the midst of your fight. And there's something about when we lose the love of God when we fight. I know when I seek on the behalf of people that when I go through all the motions in my life that we tend to lose that. We tend to lose our love of God for others because we hear of things they do or know of things that's going on, or how that we so easily get pulled away from the love of God versus our natural love. And the love that we have for others versus our godly love that we possess to use for them is what's going to separate us being able to profit something or to profit nothing. When I come in here tonight, I could stand here and read words to you, and my love in my heart will only go so far. And I cannot do enough to demonstrate my love for you. But when I offer myself to God and I begin to manifest in the love of God, church, it's going to be enough. The love of God and the word that lives in here tonight, it's going to be enough. It'll reach out to each and every heart that's in here, and you won't feel neglected, and you won't feel like that you do without. The love of God will reach out and teach you and lead you, and it'll raise you up to do great things in your life. And so often we feel like that we're missed or left behind, but the love of God is here for you. How many of us know that tonight? And it says, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is what? It's charity. The love of Christ that he had for us was what made that sacrifice count. It's what made it count. That suffering is what is able to raise me up every day. It's what gives me the strength to get up. And tonight I just want to reach out to you simply with this. I love you. I don't have a long message, that's it. I love you with all that's in my heart. I love you with all the love of God that is in my being. I love you. My heart longs to see you live and not perish. I long to see the day where we put the enemy who has tormented us for so long on the run. I want to dwell in the love of God in as much as when I rise in the morning, that the presence of the Holy Ghost would begin to manifest in my very words, so that I'm able to open my mouth and it just begins to flow within me. How many of us would love to have that? It is possible to obtain. So much as you seek God when you rise, seek God when you fall. Don't let no time pass by where God is not in the equation of your life. Don't let time pass by where you don't consider the love of God in your life. So many times God has brought us through so many things, and when we seek God, it gives us the authority over the enemy. How many of us want authority over the enemy? We want authority over so many things, but we don't have the love of God in us. Oh, to be able to love our neighbor as ourselves. There's some things I've got to be able to overcome. There's some things that we've got to overcome before I'm going to step into authority.
I've got to overcome some things before I step into authority, before I become an anointed individual with great power. There's going to be one thing that I'm going to have more than anything else in my life. It's not going to be the ability to sing, bless God. I'm not going to be able to play with every instrument in the house of God, but it's going to be the love that's going to help you. I'm going to get down with you and say, bless God, do you need a hand? Do you need a friend? I'll stick closer to you than a brother. The love of God will make you draw out, reach out to somebody. I feel God so much in my spirit. We're all on a journey, right? We're all trying to get somewhere, right? But if you don't consider what's in living inside, don't try to keep walking until the love of God is in your heart. Don't try to keep singing till the love of God is in your heart. Don't try to reach out and make a difference till the love of God is flowing in your heart. You may be reaching amiss. You may be going after the wrong one. There may be somebody dying when you're going to the one that all is well. There may be somebody that's suffering that God is trying to send you to. The love of God will cause you to do things that you never would have done before. What's that, brother? It'll cause you to suffer. It'll cause you to suffer and to be willing to suffer. You'll be willing to be stoned to believe in what you believe. You'll receive a few stones here and there, but would you be so willing to do it? If somebody will be blessed through your obedience, would you be willing to do it if God would bless their lives? Today I stand not for myself. I don't stand for me. I realized months ago that I don't stand for me. I'm not up here for me. I'm not up here for my home. I'm up here for you. I finally got it. I finally realized that I'm not here for me. I'm here for you. I'm here for your life. I'm here for you. I'm here for your children. I'm here to be an example. I'm here to stand. If we don't have a love of God, we miss people. We miss them. We're not able to see with the vision of God. For some reason, when we lose the love of God, we have a disdain for the needs that are about us. And we'll pass on as we come on now. Fully clothed, look great, but are half beaten inside. They need help tonight. They're beaten half dead inside because they need a move of God so great to deliver them from the prison bondage that is on them. And Lord, help me tonight to get this out. We need a love of God that'll cause us to do what God is wanting done, because the will of God will be driven in love. When Jesus walked in the walk that he did, he walked in love. When he gave up his life, he gave it up willingly. Willingness to suffer is a sign of love in your heart. You'll be willing to take some suffering. There may be some that when you pour out your heart on the stage, you may not see nothing, but know that God is doing a work. Hallelujah. Somebody get that tonight. God is doing a work. You may stand here with your Bible and may not get nothing, but don't let your ministry stop because you don't see nothing. You see, conviction works in ways that you don't see response. You don't see nothing, but God works in ways where we do not see. Charity suffereth what? And it's not what? Short. We've got to be willing to suffer some if we're going to be able to get people to the altar and see them through. Lord, help me. I don't know where this is coming from, but I've got to be able to get up, get down, pray with somebody for 10 minutes and help them get through the Holy Ghost. And if God shows another one up, I got to be able to get back up again. And get somebody better get a hold of this. God's leading me here. And get back down with him again and get a hold of the Holy Ghost. There's no rule that says that you can't get in the presence of God more than once. We're going to wear out some of our saints of God. Lord, have mercy. We got to get into the presence of God. And we preached on this before about singing. But I will say this, the love of God will cause you, even when you don't feel good, the love of God will rise up in you, to worship God You're not worshiping a song. How many of us know that? It's just an opportunity and an offering by your choir, to come together and worship the Heavenly Father. It could be Amazing Grace or a song you never heard, but if you come into the almighty presence of the Holy Ghost, we could get in and not have to go home and say, why so many songs? I've heard it too many times at tables, at kitchens. Why so many songs? Get in the presence of God and worship. You'd be able to enjoy yourself so much sooner and not complain. I don't think that's in Psalms anywhere. The love of God will cause you to be in what? Support. What support Christ had for man when he bore the cross in suffering. What support that he had to get down and bear those stripes that we talked about. What suffering that he had, to be able to not only do that, but don't you know that he did not have to even go to the tomb, to perform that ritual of death. Yet he went anyway. Yet he even gave it up anyway. The willingness to give that up in such a manner was to show that he was willing to lay it down for us. Tempted him even all the way in the middle of the suffering. This was only about a 6-hour journey for him of suffering. Didn't last very long. And said, you could call down legions of angels. People try to call you out in righteous indignation. Try to get you to do things out of the will of God just because they're trying to challenge you or tempt you in anger. You have to be willing to suffer and say, I know that I'm able. You're not ever supposed to be in an arguing debate of the Word of God. The only time you're supposed to be in the Word of God with anybody is to compel them to Christ. If there's a moment of resistance, leave it alone and go pray. God will open another time. So many times we lose people because we're trying to keep pushing and pushing. Listen, the love of God will compel them by the Spirit. You're not going to have to fight for it. God will move on their heart. Conviction will work in their heart. We've lost the ability to let conviction do the work in the church. We've lost the ability to let the Holy Ghost go out and work in the hearts of people because we're not cultivating the presence of the Holy Ghost in the church. We're not letting the love of God flow. When the love of God flows in the people, the Holy Ghost just begins to manifest. When flesh flows in a church, it's deader than a doorknob. Do not expect a manifestation of God without doing what God thus saith. Trust me, I know you can't preach without seeking God. You cannot sing without seeking God. It's just as important to seek God before you come and offer yourself in song. I feel that. It's just as important to offer yourself before God and say, Lord, let my voice break down strongholds. I feel that. I feel that. Devil, get behind me tonight. Get behind me tonight. Because otherwise, when we say that it's a sounding brass, it's representative to saying that you're not bringing a profit. You're not adding to what? You're not bringing gain to what? You're not adding souls to the kingdom of God. So it sounds good. I like hearing the cymbals in a marching band. I used to play in band in high school. We'd be going. But it's just a noise. It's a noise. It doesn't convict me. It doesn't draw me. There's nothing to that that compels me. There's nothing to that. It's a sound, Derek. It's a noise. So don't be deceived when you go and are seeking God for somewhere to be and you hear just noise and don't feel drawn. You got to be somewhere where you feel drawn by the Spirit of God. It may be where 5 people attend and you might think, Lord God, is this it? And if you feel drawn, I'd rather be in a house service and feel drawn by God than be in a place of 500 and miss it. Uh-oh. Did we overstep? No. It's the Word of God. We've not even overstepped at all. Sounding brass is what? A trumpet. Right? So to sound the trumpet is to what? The trumpet is representative to what? Kind of your voice. To speak. To sound out voice. So a sounding voice to God without love for God will not add souls to the kingdom. It may sound nice. And listen, I feel this, or I wouldn't say it. You might even get a tear or two, but it will not convict. It will not draw. It will not pull and tug their heart to make them realize that there's sin in their life. There's something about the level of sin that we're living in the world. How many of us know that? Do I need to hold this up to guard me tonight? There's something about the level of sin that we're living in, and we're not exempt. Nobody is exempt from temptation to sin. The love of God in your heart, as it dwells and you cultivate that, you'll be able to come into the presence of God and have strength to what? Resist the devil and what? Preach it. And he'll what? Somebody needs to really say that in their heart right now. I feel that for at least two or three. And he'll what? Somebody needs the devil to flee in their life. Tonight, not tomorrow, but tonight, somebody needs the devil in some situations to flee in their life tonight. Hallelujah. Hear me tonight. And all that you need to do is get into the love of God, get into the presence of God, and call out in heed to what God thus saith. And you'll be able to what? Resist the devil. And he'll what?
Flee.
You won't have to compel him. Please get away from me. Please get away from me. Get away. I don't want you around me. If you get in the love of God, there's nothing. Hear me tonight. There's no weapon. Somebody needs to get in this with me tonight. There's no weapon formed against you that could prosper. Yet we feel so afraid. We'll get in our tents. We'll run in fear all the time, afraid of the next blow that's going to come around the corner. He said what? To come boldly to the throne room of grace. To come confident, Mike. I'm not, the only thing I'm running for anymore is a hastened, quickened run for those that are in need. But I am walking boldly before the presence of the enemy, because there's nothing that he can do when we dwell in the presence of God that would hold us down. Hallelujah, I'm not bound tonight. There's nothing that can hold you down when you obey God. Nothing. I love preaching. I do. But you better get up and obey God when he calls you to preach. You might be waiting for somebody to ask you to sing that one song, but we better be seeking God. There's somebody that needs to hear your song that I cannot sing. You know, your song, the angels cannot sing. Your song. As the rivers flow, as we talked about when they pierced his side, the blood and the water flowed out of his side, that blood that covers you and the Spirit of God, that water that flows in your life. There's a flowing water that's coming out of you, springing up like rivers of living water. And as it comes out of your life, there's going to be a voice that you sing with that's going to convict hearts. You know what the substance of that water is? Love. I can't hardly preach this tonight. You may have to cart me out of here. Love. Love that looks beyond all things. It suffers long. We just read it. I'll read it again. It looks beyond all faults. It's not proud. It looks beyond everything. Oh, come on, addict. I'm not going to look at you and condemn you. God is there for you. Come on, those that are bound in your mind. God's here to save your life. Love of God in my heart. And this is for some of us that's been on our journey for a while. And trust me, I've been here. I tried to find me an excuse to say that I finally found a dry place. I say this because I've discovered that there are no such thing as dry places in God. The river does not stop, Mike. The river does not stop. It's continually flowing. So the only time that it would ever stop is when I would put something up to prevent the flow in my life. We have prevented ways for rivers to flow in life. They are called dams. We have put them up so they can only go so far, and they're made of what? Concrete, man-made things. You can only put up a wall before God before so long before conviction is going to seep in there. It might not be tonight. You may be resisting this with all that you've got. You may have built up your concrete so hard that this is just bouncing right off and hitting the ground. But one day God is going to get through. One day that love of God is going to reach your heart. And you're going to realize the life that I'm living has got to change. The life that I'm walking in has got to be different. This goes for Christians and people that do not profess to be Christians alike. God is going to get through and reveal to you something greater through the love of God. The love of God causes you to do more in His church. It's not going to be a preacher telling you that you need to do more. It's going to be the love of God that causes you to be charitable. It's the love of God that'll get you up off your seat in the middle of a service and say, God, I praise you for the goodness and the blessings that you've done. Brother Jared, I'm too tired. I had a big meal today. I'm just going to cross me up and have me a sit down. Brother Jared, I'm just too full on life. And I would be, as my personality would lead me to just say, very blunt, I would normally say, don't give me that.
But that's not what God would have me to say right now. The book of James puts it like this. We are without excuse. There's nothing we can say. There's nothing we can form up that's going to work before God. So in good times and bad times, the point is God is still able, still around you, still continually flowing. Let's take a few moments here to reflect on where we are. Because there's so often we're like, Lord, I want to do more. And then we get to that pitfall where we realize that we really don't, because there's something holding us down. And yet we're searching for what that is, and we miss it because we often don't know where to look, because we feel like we're doing all we know to do. And we go from week to week and we feel like that we're accomplishing everything upright before God. But then there's little moments here and there that we neglect to acknowledge that directly have to do with the love of God. He put this on my heart like 3 weeks ago, and I've not been able to let it go. We can be doing everything right. We can be giving and benevolent and be coming up and singing and praising the Lord and doing everything and even feeling the presence of God in our life. But there's something about having that full love in your heart that'll cause you to step out where God is wanting you to be in that next chapter. That part that's going to defeat the enemy and not stay back here where you settle for being tormented. And let the presence of God do the work.